Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most this evening. Here on Let's Jazz It Up, I have Miss Elan here with me this evening on her new album, Hotter. Hello, are you with me this evening?
Yes, hello, Brenda, and thank you so much for inviting me back on your show. I'm really excited to be here.
All right, yes, she is a return guest. Last time you were on my show was a little year ago on the Smile album, right?
That's correct. That was my debut album, and that dropped in 2013, and just on November the 16th of this year, my new album, Hotter, was released.
So tell us all a little bit about yourself for our listeners out there that is just now getting to know of you, and also pronounce your name as well. You have another name also that you go by. I would like for you to pronounce that also.
Yes. The name is Aria Elan, and everyone can reach me through my website, which is ariaelan.com, and that's spelled ariaelan.com, and they can follow me on social media. It's at Aria Elan.
All right. Thank you for that information. Tell us all, where are you calling from?
I'm here in sunny California.
Oh, wow. I am so jealous of you. How's the weather down there?
Yes, it's just beautiful now. I know you guys have probably seen on TV, you know, we made it through the fires a few weeks ago. Yeah, but we ended up while the fires were going, in fact, we were shooting an action music video for one of the songs off of my Hotter album called Reparations.
Yes.
And yes, it was just so exciting and rewarding to be around people, you know, like the video director, the cameraman. People could have said, oh, you know, well, let's just reschedule. But we powered through it, and we have some phenomenal shots. And the reparations video is going to premiere live on my YouTube channel January 21st, which is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday. So
I'll
definitely be posting reminders on social media.
All right. You hear that, everyone? Aria, you are a singer-songwriter. Do you write music for any other artists, or have you lately?
No, I basically just write and sing from my heart and soul for myself, because, you know, there are a whole lot of artists out here, and, you know, I mean, of all different types of genres, for people, all different tastes, but there are not a lot of songwriters out who are not just trying to follow a trend, but, you know, who are really making their own. And I consider myself in that last category. You know, I'm writing songs that are feel good or social justice, whatever type of genre it is. I'm gonna definitely make sure that I'm surrounding myself with world-class musicians, and I've recorded, actually I used to live in New York also, so I recorded some of the songs in New York and then others out here in California, and I think that's one of the things, you know, that just brightens my whole spirit, is to compose something and then have, like, my producers and the musicians who are working with me, that they can actually share that and take it to another level, you know? It just really is great, instead of me just trying to do everything myself. I love to surround myself with a lot of other talented artists.
Well, you are quite different in your own way, Aria. And your music sparked my attention, kind of woke up my senses. Song titles like America is Already Great, No Homelessness, Earth Ayana. Am I saying that
Ina.
Right?
That's a Hawaiian.
Earth Ayana. Yes, yes. And
that one, my daughter composed the music, and she's playing grand piano on that song, Earth Ayana, which is it's a very soulful, spiritual song. It's really a love song for Mother Earth because, you know, we're stewards. You know, I'm a PK.
Yes.
I was born and raised, it seems like, you know, singing in my late father's church. At Grace Chapel Baptist Church in Charleston County, South Carolina.
All right.
And yeah, so I wanted to impart that in there too. So my music has elements of jazz, R&B, soul, hip hop, you name it. But my roots are definitely in gospel. So you will hear a certain spirituality and emotion through all of my songs.
Yes. Now, the title song, Harder, is a plea for peace. How did you come up with the title? An experience?
Well,
is there a brief story?
Yes, just really briefly. I came up with the title Harder because, you know, it seems like everything is a normal day. You know, I actually lived out here you know, like when the Rodney King riot went down in the 90s.
Yes.
And you have like a normal type of day, and then all of a sudden it's like a pot boiling over or whatever, you know. And then you have people just normal, regular people, you know, who just respond to injustice, where they just can't take it anymore. And so it's like a metaphor for what happens, you know, when you have people who have been historically mistreated, you know.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to express. But, you know, even when I'm talking about some type of social justice song like Hotter that you just played, you notice I still like to have bumping music, you know. It's important to me because you can have whatever kind of message in your song, but if people cannot feel and hear and relate to the music, you know, your audience is still going to be pretty small. So
that's
very
right.
important to me in all of my songs.
Now, you even did the remix Hotter in reggae format. I like that one.
Thank you. That is totally my producer, Carl Merritt from New York. He is Jamaican, and he definitely was hearing this remix. So I told him to go for it, and I actually love it. Matter of fact,
I
exercised to that one. You know?
Me too.
That beat just will, I'm telling you, that beat just will get me dancing every time.
Now, before I spin one of your track songs, let's talk about No Homelessness. You know,
at this time of year,
there are some states that are cold and have snow and flooding and a lot of bad weather's going on from Mother Earth, and you talk about No Homelessness. What inspired you to do this song?
Well, for that song, it's just like very, very near and dear to my heart because I realized that, you know, most of us are a few paychecks away, you know, from not having something as basic and that every human being should have, you know, which is shelter. And you have a lot of politicians who talk about it, you know, coming up to elections, but then after that, everything just goes back to business as usual. And I figured, you know, it's like some people told me that, oh, you're wasting your money, you know, recording a song like that, No Homelessness, because nobody cares about homeless people. But my reply is, I care. You know, I'm somebody, and I care. And I have, like, my friend from New York, Brent Burkhead, he's a world-class flute player, and he's playing a beautiful flute on that song. And, again, it's just contrasting. It's social justice, contrasting. Some live in clouds, you know, away from the crowd, without a care, totally unaware of the suffering, the rough things that poverty brings. And I really think that's it. It's like people who are blessed, a lot of times, you know, just have a lot of judgment, and the homeless people become invisible. So, and I am donating, downloading and streaming proceeds from that song directly to organizations, who are right there on the ground, you know, not going through a lot of these, you know, bureaucratic stuff. It's like either ministry, because there's some churches that have absolute ministry. There's an actual house for women and children. And this is in Los Angeles. And while the name escapes me, I should have written it down, but they do wonderful work. You know, they actually bring people in, because of another consequence of being homeless, some women lose their children. Here in California, if the child is 3 years old or younger, they're put on the fast track, you know, and you could be a wonderful mother, but if you happen to lose your place or lose your job, you could also lose your children. So love this particular home, because they actually, you know, it doesn't even look like a shelter. It's an actual house, you know. And so I consider that my tithing, that I'm tithing directly, you know, to people in need who can use it. So, encourage your listeners, if they download only one song, I hope you download all of them, but definitely No Homelessness is going to go for a great cause.
Well, thank you for the information. All of it is a good idea, great idea. My town, Evansville, Indiana, we have homelessness as well. They don't hide it. We see it, and there are folks, very few numbers, trying to do something about it. Unfortunately, there's not very many houses they put up like the ideas in that city, but we have shelters, many, many shelters. And, you know, that is a good idea. I like that. So
Thank you so much, Sister Brenda.
I want to play No Homelessness, and I hope everyone is able to sit back with their earbuds in their ears. This is Let's Jazz It Up, entertainment at your fingertips. Anyone is welcome to call my guest line number and speak to Aria Elon. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Aria.
Aria Elon. Don't whoop me now.
Thank you.
657-383-0771. Here is No Homelessness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It hurts me to know. poverty brings, it pains me to me. Children with nothing to eat. Oh, women, their feet walking slow.
Where they can purchase that single at. Can you tell us that information,
yes,
please?
Thank you very much. If they just Google Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N, then I'm on iTunes, I'm on cdbaby.com, that's the initials, cdbaby.com. It's on my website, ariaelan.com, ariaelan.com. And I'm using Amazon everywhere that you get your music.
All right. Thank you for that information. Anyone is welcome to call on the show and speak to Aria Elan here at 657-383-0771. Aria, are you still speaking? Are you still a speaker?
Yes. In fact, I have a speaking engagement starting the new year off on January 3rd, 2019, because my poem, A World Without Borders, won the first place in the Californian contest. And
congratulations!
Reciting that poem. And then also letting the audience know how I got started as a writer, because I've always written and I have poetry that's published, and as well as a book, a novel, historical novel that's published. But with my poetry, really my song writing, my lyrics and my songs that I write, they are my poetry also. It's just poetry with rhythm set to music.
Right.
So
right.
Definitely I want to encourage everybody in that audience or people in your audience right now who may be listening and they want to get into the music business but they don't know how. You know, you just have to keep working at your craft because then you're going to get better and better.
Right.
So that
right.
is my advice. You got to keep at it and never give up.
All right. You heard it from Aria Elan herself, everyone. Now, that event, with you being a speaker, will that event be posted on any of the social sites you listed on and on your website as well?
Yes, in fact, we are going to be videoing that presentation, and I will be uploading it to my YouTube channel, which that's just the same thing, my name, Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N, and I will be posting links on social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter.
All right. Thank you for that information. I would like to spin another song. This one is Reparations. I know there's a brief story behind this song track. Can you tell us a little bit?
Definitely. Reparations, really, I wanted to write this song for a while because, you know, I, as so many of us, Dr. King is like a hero to us. And before he was assassinated, one of the last things that he was planning was a poor people's march on Washington. And his saying was, we are coming to get our checks. And the reparations is a debt for all of the free labor, the free work that our ancestors did building this country. And instead of the 40 acres of mules, you know, we just got 40 kicks. We never got any of that. And other nations, like different African nations, are actually taking their case for reparations payment directly to the United Nations, the UN.
Yes.
Because it's a human right, and if we had that kind of payment, just imagine if every family after the Civil War, after emancipation, had gotten 40 acres and a mule, how much wealth that would have been in African-American communities as opposed to Jim Crow and all of these things that our ancestors had to go through. So
yeah. That
is what this song is all about. It's all about justice. Like I started off saying, social justice, and, you know, you can't get away from that. Steven Spielberg has made, I don't know how many movies about the Holocaust, you know, and to me, the movies that are made about the period of slavery, I don't even watch them, you know, because they're not taking it to that next level, which is what the, you know, the Israeli people did, which is saying that they wanted compensation, you know, for that. And that's what the United Nations ended up coming up with. So just to look at those type of things, you know, without having any type of requesting anything, you know, to me, it's for what purpose? You know, why are you dredging those type of things up if you're not asking for some type of justice? So that's why I wrote Reparations, thinking about Dr. King the whole while.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Elan, for putting out this song. It's been long waited. And thank you for your support, for helping all the organizations that has a mind opener. This song is a mind opener. Everyone stay tuned to Let's Jazz It Up, Law Talk Radio. This is Lady Diva. I'm going to spin Reparations. We'll be right back.
Today our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us. The senators who are filibustering concerning your and my rights, that's the government.
We're coming to get our checks.
Pay for the separation of our family. Pay for the degradation of slavery. 400 years for to work for free. Reparation, reparation. Pay for the rain. Great, great, great mommy, pay for the state of our land and property, pay for the genocide. lynching tree, pissed for the lynching tree. PTSD, pissed for Jim Crow. We all know you owe reparations.
Now, if you're overseas, you must dial one, then the number. All right, Aria. The song, there's a Christmas song you have called Christmas Kiss. Can you give us a little bit about that?
All right. Yeah, Christmas Kiss is definitely a really jazzy love song. And, you know, there's all different kinds of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
But I grew up in the South, and I can just remember, like, Merry Christmas, baby, those kind of Christmas.
Yeah,
songs.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so this one is definitely, you know, a jazzy tune, Christmas Kiss, and I've gotten a great response. We have a lyric video for that one on my YouTube channel, Aria Lon on YouTube.
Oh, I have to check that out. We have a caller. Area code 914. Please state your name. Speak. Hello, caller. Area code 914. All right. Well, here is Christmas Kiss. We'll be right back.
Remember all the presents, but your Christmas kiss so pleasant, mistletoe above. Your kiss is the best gift, my love.
Christmas kiss
got my way.
Christmas kiss,
my love.
Are you ready for
yes.
the holidays?
Everybody wants a little Christmas kiss.
That kind of gets your shoulders moving in that one. That puts you in the spirit. Yes. All right. What is your ultimate desire, what you want people to get out of your music, Aria?
I really want to make feel-good music, music that uplifts people and inspires people. You know, we're all under a lot of stress, you know, living in the 21st century. I mean, there's things coming at you left and right. And
yeah.
a lot of people find, you know, like that meditative space or just to be able to relax, you know, and listen to some music or listen to it while they're driving. You know, I know for me, it really, I can't imagine a world without some good music in it. It really, really helps, just calms my spirit.
Now, I picked up this piece of a poem, I believe, that you wrote pertaining to the Hotter album or the Hotter song, is a plea for peace. You say, listen, big brother, all we have is each other. Balance must cease. Increase the peace. Lost our sister. Lord, how I miss her. Faith through pain. One day, peace will reign. Did you make that one?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, all of my songs, I actually am the writer. You know, either I wrote or co-wrote all of them, and that's one of
okay.
the things about my projects. They're all originals. I don't do any cover songs, and
okay.
I wrote that one because, you know, it just, you know, when you turn on the news, it seems like it's just the blues. That's all you see
yeah.
is from one
yeah.
story to the next. You know, about something bad, you know, something
yeah.
violent, something that happened, whether it's here or overseas. And it's just really a plea for peace. You know, I mean, I really believe that God put us here on earth to love and help each other, you know. So if we get back to that kind of spiritual place, you know, then a lot of these terrible things will stop happening.
Now, I want to spin Free Mama Earth. Now, that song came out what year?
That song came out in the end of 2015. Yeah,
okay.
Because I remember it because I actually, that one is a music video, a beautiful music video that we
yeah.
shot in Jamaica. And I remember going over in October 2015 to Jamaica to shoot the video. And we actually uploaded that to my YouTube channel on New Year's Eve of that year. So, yeah, Free Mama
All right.
Earth is definitely just a love, another love song for Mama Earth and asking us to just, you know, you can do baby steps. You know, you can just not use a straw. There's so much plastic that's in the oceans. You can use a reusable bag at the grocery store. There's just small things that we can do that will add up. And on the music of this brother from Mali, Africa, he's a Grammy Award winner. Mamadou Diabaté is my guest musician on Free Mama Earth, and he's playing the African instrument called a kora.
All right. Thank you for that information. That is interesting. Wow. Here is Free Mama Earth. Anyone welcome to call on the station to speak with Miss Elon.
Shame, where to blame for climate change? Deduce, no excuse. Stop abusing Mama Earth. She gave you birth, and what you do to her, she do to you.
potions, poison potions, plastic oceans. Oh, it's a shame, we're to blame for climate change. The excuse, no excuse. Stop abusing mama. Ah, she gave you birth, and what you do to her, you do to
never get old. It will never get
old.
Thank
you so much, sis.
Now, this is your turn to give a shout out to all those that gave you all the support you needed in creating this new album, Hotter. You're more welcome to give our shout out to any names or persons.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I definitely want to thank my producer, Carl Merritt, Merritt Productions in New York, my producers here in California, James Chambers and Reggie Brown from OTM Productions. You know, I want to thank my family, you know, for being here for me. You know, my friends who actually took time out of everything they were doing. They came into the studio and recorded with me. Terry Davis, my homegirl from South Carolina, who's living in New York now, and the musicians, you know, her husband Lonnie, who's an incredible bass player, you know, who played, and all of my fans who have been there with me from day one. I just want to really, really, really thank everyone. And just know that I'm going to keep the feel-good music coming. They can depend on me.
All right. And thank you so much, Aria Elon, for your music. Thank you for coming on the show and introducing us to this new Hotter album. And it is hot. So, so I would like to for you, do you have any words of wisdom? Any advice you want to give? I'm quite sure you do. Do you have a message to deliver for any of those that are suffering in the music industry or persons that are suffering in life itself? Any advice you would like to give?
Well, I would definitely advise people to believe in yourself and to actually be around positive people. That is just so, so important, you know, to be around people who are giving you a positive word and uplifting, and you doing the same to them. Because as the old saying goes, misery loves company, and, you know, it's very, very difficult for you to rise up, you know, if somebody is steadily on your ankles pulling you down. So you have to be around people who are like-minded. And in terms of the music industry, you have to think in terms of your own
original message in music, you know, because you can, if you're trying to be like somebody else, it's going to never really work. But when you're true to yourself, then people are going to recognize that, and it's going to be like a magnet. They will be drawn to you because people want to be around genuine folks, you know, who are just writing and singing from their heart and soul.
Amen. Thank you for that message. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are such an angel. You're so generous, so sweet.
Oh, you're very sweet.
And you're like a breath of fresh air, and it's amazing how you live in the city. that's just my perspective, how I see you. But I love your music. You keep doing what you're doing. We need people like you in our lives. And I hope that you'll come back on any other new projects. Could you go ahead and give information of your website again for us all, please? And any social sites
yes,
that you listed
everyone
on.
Could thank you. Everyone can reach me on my website, which is Aria Elan, ARIAELAN.com. And on social media, it's just at Aria Elan. So definitely, and I always try my best to respond to. So just reach out, talk to me, you know, write me a message, write me a note. And I would love that. And, you know, you can listen to my music. It's on all of the sites, Spotify, you know, Apple Music, Google, Amazon, everywhere. Just Aria Elan.
All right. And thank you for that information, Aria Elan. You have a blessed evening and keep in touch. I'll be following you. And
thank you,
more blessings.
Brenda, you
and
have a great
happy
evening.
Happy holidays to you.
All right. Good
this
evening.
Bye bye. This is Brenda Moss, aka Lady Diva, your host with the most, signing out. Here is Hotter and Reggae. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Where are your sons and your daughters?